Roll call on the Hello, Goldstand here, calling to order the May edition of Green Bexley. Roll call, please. Elizabeth, would you commence?
Yes, Elizabeth Hellman here.
Reese Scruble here.
John Eikenberry here.
Matthew King here.
Okay, so what we're going to do today, this is our normal standard meeting, and Randy may want to come in here the first portion of the meeting because I don't know if his wife wants him to stay for the whole thing, to talk about what we're doing regarding the waste reduction strategy. So maybe he'll do that. We can have any normal subcommittee updates as per the agenda. However, I want to make sure that we also talk about council. And probably even more time sensitive is sign up for waste management. We also want to talk about a different strategy around how we approach waste management at community events. I did want 30 seconds on the community textile collection pilot, which is in play. I don't know if you saw my LinkedIn post this afternoon, but like I'm pretty excited about it. And there was one other thing. Oh, if we have time at the end, I think we need to talk about 4th of July. Because that's the meeting after next in June will be a little bit, it could be too late to do things that we want to do.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
I think that sounds great.
Okay.
Can I just ask, did you
Yes.
hear from anybody regarding any, did you hear from that anybody was not able to make it or that they were expecting to join via Zoom?
Oh, for today?
Yes.
I don't know. I spent the afternoon with Rachel and
Okay.
I forgot to ask her if she was
Okay.
going to join.
Okay.
So we should open it though as an option. Can
So
we?
there is a Zoom.
Is it on? Like, is it
It is, I mean, I'm recording, so there's nobody in the waiting room.
okay. Let's just keep it that way. And if I know Rachel had a bunch of kid pickup, I don't know if she
I
remembered
mean, to be fair,
today.
I'm not sure if it's, I'm going to be able to see it. Like, if, I mean, I can minimize this,
That's
if
fine.
that's helpful. Okay.
It's fine. So, Randy, while you were in the washroom, I mentioned that you might want to take the first part of the meeting out of sequence and to share anything you want to share about what we're working on tomorrow at 8 in our work.
Tomorrow morning, you just talked about it.
Yeah.
We should send some pretty pretty good results of what she's keeping track of, whatever they're doing. So that's good. So just tomorrow, just kind of see what they're doing.
So tell everybody what Josh probably know already. You want to tell everybody what we're doing tomorrow morning?
Oh, meeting tomorrow morning at CAD. We're going to the cafeteria, back in the kitchen, just to see what they're composting, back what they're doing. Yeah, and then we have a meeting set up. Elizabeth and we all set for that. So we're meeting with Dominique and the representative from SWACO,
Yeah, Sarah.
talking about, you know, what they're teaching, what they do in the kitchen. And
On that note, how did Bud Gary just go all compostable? I mean, I assume the head guy there, Jerry, but it's SWACO and Compost Exchange, and everybody's in on it.
Well, I mean, that really is a pretty easy place to do it because those are all chef, almost chef operators that are working. So, but, you know, they learn that at school. So it's kind of part of their DNA, anyways. Different than when you go down the street here for a restaurant guy, you know, who's one restaurant. The
Okay.
owner might not even work in a restaurant, the owner might not even have experience. I mean, it's just.
So, for the thousands of people that will be listening to this recording later on, let me just offer one just contextual comment. So, we talk a lot about our priorities and what we do or don't have bandwidth for as a very, very small but mighty committee. Waste reduction, here are you. Waste reduction and specifically food waste reduction is something that we have decided is something that we want to prioritize and also that we probably have bandwidth to prioritize. Randy, who I think you all may know, sits on the board of SWACO and is a restaurant owner and entrepreneur, et cetera, has very graciously offered to step in and help us with the part of the restaurant waste reduction opportunities. But John, I want to most of this preamble Mandarin preamble is for you because the city is convening a food council. And part of what's interesting about what Randy has arranged for us for tomorrow relates to the students, pretty consistent. You may remember, maybe this is why you haven't come to a meeting recently. The students are very impatient about what they view as the school's lack of commitment, lack of interest, lack of whatever around composting. You know, that's been the, whether it's Ella Hughes or Alina Lackey, or, you know, that's been a pretty consistent thing. So the cafeteria opportunity, I think we need, and Randy's helping us to lead this, we just want to level set both our understanding of what the schools are and aren't doing from Randy's initial interaction with the school actors. It sounds like there is significantly more happening back of house around waste reduction than the student body may be aware of. This is relevant because Lou Keelan has been asked to lead the food council as like a, you know, a stretch leadership opportunity and see. Since his school time here, et cetera. He's a sophomore. Right, so he has 2 more years, which is wonderful.
Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow. Yep.
Not the food council, though. The food council is not
No,
tomorrow.
by the way, I apologize. When you were saying that not everybody can meet, I thought you were talking about that, not them.
Oh,
So I
it's
apologize. It
okay.
didn't make sense what
No
I
problem.
said. I meant to call you and say, I'm sorry.
No
I'm
problem.
sounding strange. But anyway, the reason I wanted to mention this while you're here, John, is the food council is potentially going to simply be a way to connect quarterly conversations around waste production, you know, food resourcing, et cetera, within Beckley. I don't know that there's going to be a whole bunch of new deliverables, new actions, et cetera. What I do think you're going to see happen from Luke is, first of all, I think that the fact that a ton of stuff it appears is happening within the Beckley school system may level set the student body and Luke's feelings about it, right?
No.
Luke,
Addison's brother.
but the other thing I just wanted to say to you, I've heard you, you've been very consistent when we've talked about this for a couple of years now about the need for an FTE, right, to be able to successfully manage this.
Yeah, well, I was going to tell you she had a group. And when it was showtime, there was no group. It was Addison. So Corey will tell you the same thing when Corey's here about CSG. The only one policing it's clear. So Julie will speak to how she orders very tightly so that she cuts off the big need for waste and, at the get-go. But for district-wide food composting, you know, one of the suggestions that's come up here is, you know, get students, get the students, get the students, get volunteers. We're not going to operationalize at a volunteer basis. It's going to be real, because otherwise you're going to get what Allison and Corey experience every day. So
Do you know who he is? He's the head of facilities. Sorry. Yeah.
We still represent
the you. Sure. Sure.
But he's very
Do you
have
friends But so there's the room, and that's the. So if you go to Corey's house, they have about five, or at least they did.
You mean CSG?
CSG, yeah. They got 25
Corey
composting
Baker,
bins.
you may have met him before. He is the CSG representative. They're talking about, it's done.
We've had planning meetings with the
I was teasing you about it. I just, but the kids are very outspoken about this. So,
Yeah, but I mean, the
so yes,
they behave a lot, but labor and then money. And
100%.
then we have like 25 of them for 300 kids. 1750 at the conference.
Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of logistics. Yeah, money. They talk about offsets, they're from offsets. They want to talk directly to the board and when we'll bring solutions,
Yeah.
and there's none of that. So that's where it's been for the year.
And totally.
It's
So
not
what
that anyone
do
gets it.
no,
We
no.
do stuff, but
Yeah,
that's
I'm
me.
100% with you. You have a quality and you state. So what I wanted to say to you is I think what Luke needs to do is make a budget request for paid staff if that is something that is felt to be important for the student body. I don't know if it'll get approved or not, but I agree with you. So you may see him making a request at
Yeah.
that time.
So we'll come up with
I'll see you.
it's at the academic one, so he didn't speak. Casey Cook, right? CAO.
Yeah.
And so to build that, three guests. The education piece, because that was where it was at. It needs to be
Yeah.
built into the education, and then derived from the.
Totally.
That's where it's at.
But
Well,
I
so
also
he can talk to Casey.
want to say that this council is not necessarily directed at getting a composting program in the schools. It's merely to convene all the food related players in the city and
Yes.
their potential variety of outcomes. Thank you for saying
Thank you.
yeah.
The only reason high school are doing it is I think that's where he brings that connection that I was looking at. Some of that I think you so I agree with you. I think that's a great civics journey for nothing else. I doubt it will be approved. And I think,
But if
well, yeah, I shouldn't say that.
you don't have the labor, or you can't figure out the labor, but then the money. So, you have a passionate group, but I represent all taxpayers.
So,
And so it's got to be a convergence. But yeah.
yeah. So anyway, I think it'll be great. I think it'll be a great journey. Randy, do you want to share also recap we had in a smaller group about how you coached us on what we should think about prioritizing as like phase one, the conversation we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so I've done some investigations of pulse since then. I spoke to Steve over at Kitty's.
Hey, Herman.
Yep, in regards to what do you feel like this piece, which was the reusable metal cup, lack of better terms.
Coffee.
I mean, he's doing it because he's being nice. Nothing really to it. Talking about money, he's not a bit advocate of that. So, and then I went over and visited with Newfangled, like I know that they were in the program for a year.
Composting for
Yeah,
yes.
talked to them, both owners. Problem that they had was the failure at the city level to collect the compost on a consistent basis, number one. Number two was that. Because it wasn't collected on a consistent basis, there were always insects and bugs all around. Third, because of the placement of it, everybody used it. Giuseppe's guys used it. The cinema used it. So because they didn't feel like they're getting support from the city, they just said that. Yeah. That's what happened to them.
Did you hear that feedback from before? It's
Yeah,
really,
so maybe
really
it spoke to me differently, but.
helpful.
They showed me where it was. I could
Okay.
see it.
That's really helpful.
So that's what they said for the city problem. So would you do it again? They said yes. Right. And I talked to John's ice cream.
The other thing, though, that I wanted to
Sorry, John, in
mention.
terms of what? In terms of them composting? Or,
yeah,
no. Oh, okay.
But the other by the way, social media video show at this meeting in which you are the stars is so cute. But the other thing that we talked about with Randy a couple weeks ago now was prioritizing back of house over other things.
Well, I think the next steps were wanting to have the way experts like Dominique and Swago come in and educate us on some of the more in-depth issues so that we can then create a strategy. It's front of the house, back of the house, you know, what are the issues for people who are that every day?
Right. And the other thing was, Elizabeth, I sent you an email, maybe you knew or didn't know that Swaco was giving grants out. I mean, are we capable of applying for that grant?
Yes. There are a few things like Swaco grants require a 20% match. So we need to run whatever the project is by the mayor, get his approval, make sure that there's funding available. But it's not to say no. There's definitely a possibility to do so. We've done it before. No, you asked for the amount that you need. So if this is for the, so there's two grants. This is not the event waste. It's the other one. It's just the regular one. And so you go through like the process. They generally expect you to talk to them about the project beforehand and work with them as you put your application together. You put together a budget. All sorts of stuff, and then they'll go through the
process. When's it?
Not for a while. Yeah.
So there's a possibility for combo.
I will say that previously I had spoken to them about having them fund a program, fund an additional layer to our program. And they, at that time, were not working with our hauler and processor. I don't know if that has since changed, but that was the case a few years ago.
Okay. Well, that's something to think about.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
General. Restaurant.
Very grateful that you are involving yourself with this. I think we're going to make a lot of progress. Thank you for your time and your patience. Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to share on that specific point?
No.
Okay. Do you want to give your update? And then I want to make sure we talk about those things that I listed at the beginning.
I don't think I have a whole lot. So obviously things are wrapping up at the schools this week. We have installed air quality monitors at the school, well, on city property at three buildings. It is really a struggle to have these be battery powered and operated. So I'm working closely with MORPC and making sure that they are all running smoothly. But we have yet to have all three up and running at the same time. And this is because we have them solar powered with a battery pack as opposed to just plugging them into an outlet, which is where all of the other ones in Central Ohio are doing.
Ben, I need an outlet.
I know. but we did get onto the wireless at the school, so that was really helpful, and we're going to continue to do that with the other gyms. So that's great. I have put together a sign-up genius for waste management for upcoming events. Would love to see people sign up for that.
What is that?
Sign-up genius to sign up for event waste reduction, which I think will come up again later in this meeting.
Yeah.
I signed up for.
Awesome. I have been asked to work on an anti-idling campaign.
Asked by whom?
The mayor and Megan.
Because we, mayor and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor.
Mm-hmm. Work on an anti-idling campaign that would be launched later this summer for citywide.
I'll just get a pause for 1 second. So the just to remind everybody of where we came on this journey, it started as a submitted ordinance, right? Which did not pass. And the reason was that it could be weaponized by neighbors in ways that we didn't
I
want
think there
that.
was like a code enforcement for sure issue. Like you can't enforce that kind of ordinance unless you have an officer at every block and people just like calling whatever.
Wasn't it also during the winter? Colder months?
I think the conversation continued through several seasons.
But
Along a wide spectrum of temperature.
they are interested in a campaign that would be like promoted online with stickers at businesses saying please don't whatever. So I'm starting to work through that just so y'all know.
And I do think, look, I didn't know idling was bad. Not, and people don't know. I think if people would understand it, they won't idle.
Well, plus EV users don't have to worry about it.
Could you maybe tell my teenager that she lives 0.9 miles from the school and she could also bike or walk? Who's this? My daughter. Could you let her know? I'll tell her. I'll tell her.
And let's see what else. I think those are the highlights as of this month. So we've got, oh, we finished up. We had like 275 houses partake in yard sale day, which in my time is 75 more than we've had before. So that was great.
Right? 70, so 270 was 75 more than we've had previously.
Yeah, so previous
That's a
years it
big
had been
jump.
like 200. Yeah, that was great. And let's see.
It was windy on
It
Saturday.
was, yeah. That is, and we're working on the Fridge. Hopefully that'll come up soon. That's the most of it.
When is the food council meeting? You want
It
this?
is going to be at 5 o'clock on this day. So it's going to be 5 o'clock on the 17th, and then we'll jump into the ESAC meeting at
Got it.
6.
Got
June.
No,
No,
June
June
17th.
17th.
This recurring meeting, but every quarter, right?
I
Got
think we
it?
should start off once and then see. Let's see what people's appetite are. Maybe they only want every 6 months.
Got it. Got
Yeah.
it. Got it. But not every month.
No. No.
We're supposed to be tomorrow. Rachel.
Originally, but we I think we changed like a month ago. Sorry if that wasn't communicated to you. Elizabeth, maybe you guys talk about this, but I'm stepping out. Did Goodwill come back?
We had like 140 houses sign up for Goodwill pickup, which was double the amount that signed up last year. And I caught one of the trucks as they were on their third stop, but the first two houses didn't have anything left out. So it seems like most of the people had their stuff cleared out.
Okay.
So yeah.
So it didn't end up.
Oh no, should not have.
This has to be a really good, but it's a really good opportunity for Goodwill. They get really high resale potential stuff with their pickups for Wesley.
But I also think, though, that there isn't a whole lot of stuff. Like by the end of the day,
Do you think?
You think yes?
No,
No, because
no.
when I drove around at like 4:30, there was very little left out.
I wouldn't think there would be a significant.
Well, I think because people come around, we have people are able to keep it out until the truck gets there.
You think people also just come and
Yeah.
collect it this way?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
Was
did see
this,
that.
was it 2 days or
It
one?
was Saturday and Sunday.
So this was on Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday starting at 5, right? Okay.
Yeah. And if you're interested, we got metrics back from the cleanup day. So, Lisa, you told me that you got what, like 200 pounds back
At
of
least.
stuff. We had like upwards of 8,000 pounds of paper, 2,000 pounds of e-waste, 105 pounds of drugs. So,
Forgot to bring with
lots
me.
of good stuff.
I wanted to tell you also, I thought that event was beautifully organized. I don't know if it was all you or the city, but it just was very, I thought it was very, very smooth. I know there were not quite as many volunteers as one might have wanted, but it was really
Thank
good.
You. Yeah, we ended up with 205-ish cars, which has been similar to what we've got in the past few years. During COVID, there was a lot more vehicle traffic, but I think that's because people were at their houses and really, really having at it. But 200 seems like a pretty consistent number over the last few years.
The drugs, that was pills only or also the pill bottles?
Both. Yeah, thanks. That's what I got. And a report. Why? Well, there's only so much you can put out. It's been this, you know, we've had that message year after year, and people, by the time they get to them, they're already like, I've amassed, you know, 12 pounds of batteries. I'm not going to go through and tape them. So it is what it is. And yes, but yes, yes. And also, I don't know, you know, what else, unless we say to people no. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people knew about it.
There we go.
Okay. I have two updates, which sort of, sitting here listening to your updates, I'm starting to think that, and Natalie, I think we think about this also as far as our social media strategy. I think that there are a lot of different ways to look at the effort that we do make when we think about our social media strategy. There are some things that are like personal, you know, behavior. There's some things that are hyper local, and then maybe even be some things that kind of connect to other communities where we're hoping to be a leader and a connector to other communities that might have people that want to do similar things. Like the Okapi thing might be an example of that, right? And even the, you know, where we're able to talk about, we collaborated among all the businesses and did something, you know, remarkable, let's say, around, you know, food waste. I think that it's going to be important to think about how we track some of these things, because I do think in some ways Bexley is a leader. I mean, it's recognized as a leader in Central Ohio in certain things. The fact that we have composting, you know, as part of our taxes is a great example of that. I want to think about our social media strategy maybe a little more seriously over the next 12 months, just to think about, like, What do we want to accomplish? We do want the Grossmans to keep walking around and getting people to modify their behavior, and we need to track it. So, like, is our goal that we go from 42% compliance with composting to 52%? Like, what's, you know, I'd love for us to start to think, probably not in this group, but in, you know, what are our goals as far as engagement, and how does our social media strategy start to help us a little bit? On social media, I did also want to mention, I would love some help. Prudence Keener, who's a junior, did as her Global Scholar Project, something with circular thrift, which was to renegotiate the graduation gown model from a purchase model to a rental one. And so Mr. Cottle approved it, and it's all, you know, rather than these things sitting in your closet forever, we're going to show your video at the end. You know, you can rent it. And so we're going to have collection bins at graduation. Prudence and I are both going to be there with the clear stream ones from Sweco and a really nice sign that she designed. Any help that Green Bexley can give to...
I scheduled that for Friday, I think.
Okay, perfect.
Like 1:30.
Perfect. Even if it could go more than once, I would love for her to be successful in getting as many of these gowns as possible back. She's also going to talk to Mr. Cottle and Amy Nance tomorrow and find out, like, when do seniors, if you needed to find a senior after graduation, like, where would that be? And she's going to see if she can get, like, greater vouchers or something, so we may also want some social media help from that. But
I'll see what I can do. If the week is tight with some other stuff that I've got going on, but
yeah, that's fine. I did also just want to share, because it's just starting to take off. I just posted about it this afternoon. Sweco's going to have a press release, etc. The textile waste collection pilot is live, and it's been very successful so far. So again, when we think about Bexley, like, there's, you know, you go up from like, what do I, you know, how can I do a better job with my mayonnaise jar, up to things that kind of connect Central Ohio and maybe even, you know, have larger, you know, larger implications beyond that. I want to make sure that we're not like, you know, over communicating about it, you know, making people tired with indexly about it, but it also is, it's kind of a big deal. It's like the first in the country. And so if you or the city need additional information about it, certainly let me know. But
what is it, what,
the thing that you did, this textile collection pilot where Bexley, Upper Arlington, and Worthington, and the Ohio State University, and several Goodwill Columbus locations are accepting end-of-life textiles. Sweco is aggregating it at great expense, actually. It will be baled at a partner of Sweco's. I don't remember the name because they switched it recently. And then trucked to Lee Fibers in South Carolina that processes 600,000 pounds a day of post-consumer textile waste.
That is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
From away for 12 days, and I tell everybody about what you do. So I think that's a big deal.
No, it is. It actually is a big deal. And it's going to get like some media attention. So I just wanted the city to be aware. Ben is aware, but it's kind of a cool thing.
Two clubs.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for like applause. People show the video that the Grossmans did at the end. But I just want you to
know.
Okay.
Is it not the thing with waste management and Goodwill?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
WN.
Oh, no. Not waste management. Sorry. No. No. Did I send you that podcast about waste management?
You mean not recently?
Yeah. No, this is something different because all the Goodwills do different. They have different collaborations and partnerships. No, this is Ryan Burgess agreed to do this
campaign.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Can we now talk about, can we move to our community waste management approach? Reese, do you want to talk a little bit about changing our approach this summer or thoughts we've been having about that? And then I think we need to get people to sign up and get their friends to sign up.
Yeah. So just observations in participating in the waste management tent at past events. I think there's an opportunity to make it a little more user-friendly and to present ourselves in more of a service-oriented role. Sometimes it feels to me like participants, people at an event, have to come up and kind of pass a little quiz before they can get back to the event.
You said something that made me laugh like really hard a month ago, which was what you said.
Are you talking about the bridge?
It's right.
So there's a scene in Monty Python, The Holy Grail, where the knights come down the corner and they want to cross over a ravine and they've got to like answer three questions before they can cross.
None shall pass.
So,
is nobody in Monty Python?
So you're like,
I think sometimes it feels like you're quits.
Cannot appear that.
I think we appear aggressive.
Oh,
or not. It feels like. It feels.
I don't know what I tell people. I might be aggressive enough. I'm not going to find it. I'm going to do aggressive.
Asking if they want to.
They don't want to have a conversation. They just want to drop their base. And it feels like a quiz sometimes. It feels like a, you know, crossing a border checkpoint. Dispose of your trash correctly or you move on. So all I'm proposing is a tweak in procedure. I think us being there and us helping people and guiding people who need guidance, all good. So I propose that we continue to have the self-sorting station, but then on the table, we just have some bins, like some dust tubs. So if people just want to drop their stuff and go, they can drop it, and then we can sort it after they leave. I think the benefits of this are one, just a little bit more goodwill, and you know, making it easy for people to participate. And if we want to have a conversation about it, ask questions, we're there. But first and foremost, just letting people drop their waste and get back to the event and the whole reason they're there. And then I think there's also an opportunity to have some literature there, you know, recycling guidelines, composting guidelines, whatever programs we have going on, it's also an opportunity to be an information hub for people.
We said something when we were we've talked about this a number of times over the past couple of months, and we said something that really resonated with me and stuck with me, which is if our people are throwing shit away, when I say shit, and Gen Z does not view that as a curse word anymore.
Oh, good, because I
and I just got to say that, so I don't know. I'm not into the crap. Anyway, people throw things away all the time, in their heads. And so the objective would be perfect for the few events that they leave their homes to come in. That matters much less than if we shift consumer behavior by being, you know, some kind of a, you know, by having some kind of aspirational behavior or by coming, creating a positive experience.
When,
and I think.
When do you see people doing this?
Give
me an example.
We're tired. I've done it. We're tired, and it's like because of how the waste station is structured, you're frustrated because it's, you know, contaminated and you have to pull stuff away. People are doing it's when, because you're engaging it, it's fast, et cetera, it's sometimes hard not to come across as a little bit frustrated or flustered or whatever, right? So, and the point I think that resonated that Reese made was the last thing you want is for somebody to be standing in their kitchen and be annoyed about the way that the interaction that they had around recycling, composting, whatever, and just be like, oh, you know, and do quote unquote the wrong thing because they're just annoyed by the, you know, all the interaction and engagement they've had about it versus the idea of it being really educational. Because listen, composting, I feel, is complicated, right? The things that you can compost are already complicated. Recycling is super complicated and changes by region, right? So I love Reese's idea of really emphasizing more, focusing more of our time on how do we educate people with good visuals and like by being there to answer questions, but maybe having more of a little bit of a back of house effort to sort. And the other thing I want to say is I am deluged by kids that need service hours all the time. We've got to figure out how to make this just a funnel for kids that need service hours. How do we make it like a FOMO activity where it's like hard to get a spot to do waste management at an event? These kids are, it's social. Kids do not have a ton to do. It's like you can be, it's like a social thing, but it's not awkward because you're not like standing at an event like, and you know, do I have enough friends around me? Like if we do it right, it actually is a really safe, fun, socially acceptable way to be out in public. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So how do we do that?
Get them to come.
I know I'm asking how do we like.
Well, if they need the hours, then what's stopping them from coming?
Well, I think that the experiential learning or global scholars or somebody, I don't know, John, maybe you know the right person. I don't think it's Laura Moore for this.
It would be for experiential.
Okay. That role, that person maybe is who we need to go to. I'm wondering if we need to do a little, and it's obviously it's probably too late for the summer, but, or maybe there's something that could go out in a newsletter or a blast or something, just to remind people that it's here. Because I think if kids can start to stack up some of their service hours so that they're not desperate for it when they also have exams and a million other things going on, it could be good. I just don't know who presented it.
Do kids need service hours?
Well, is it Global Scholars or Honor Society that needs them?
Should be.
And that's not a small number of kids.
Because they stopped, before it stopped the whole senior project piece. I know Corey still has it. So it should be Global Scholars, right on that.
I don't know, that's a senior project.
They used to.
Oh,
and that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know in Maryland, you know, 100 hours.
Everybody gets
service to graduate. Because my son tells me he gets this.
Right.
So is this comparable to that?
It's comparable. CA has a service hour requirement. Like, by the way, we should also think about CSG, CA. We can think not just about Bexley, but Like, I had a kid who needed service hours because he got a speeding ticket. Then I told him, like, working, volunteering for Circular Thrift, that's like a senior project. That's not really a service hours thing because you were driving 91 miles an hour. But doing waste management at a community event for the city, I think that's, you know,
So
would satisfy.
I
What's that? Yes, not
I don't
91
think
miles.
I don't think
Yes.
kids know. I didn't know that you could get service hours through us. I
Yeah.
don't think they put we're not in
No, I
they
don't think
need
so
to
either.
know about us.
And I
They
actually think
don't
it could be a
know.
cool event, a cool activity for them to
I
do.
do.
Oh, shoot. Bless you. God
There you go.
bless you. Okay. That would be amazing. Because also, because
Yeah.
I some of the events have a school conversion.
And
Right.
I don't think kids know about us, do they? I mean, I'm not in schools, but
Only the diehard tree huggers know about us.
But I just said if you get any kids in the next few weeks who want to,
What we can do.
then
It's just how to get to them because school's ending.
right. But if are they coming? They're not coming to you.
Oh, not at this time of the year.
Got it.
Right. Yeah, they're done.
So these are the type of stuff that could be advertising at the waste.
Yes.
I'm envisioning the waste then as it's a point for the community. It's a place where we can interact with the community and have information about things, ways for people to get involved.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a green, that's the advertisement, not just a waste management
And if we need
portal.
volunteers, we have volunteers by it. But sounds like
So I think we probably need to think about and how this is structured is another question. I think starting at the next event, we should think about bins and like having a back of house
okay, so the
stuff.
next event is on Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, for Memorial Day. And then after that,
What's
Memorial Day. And
the
then after that is Friday, is the main event. Yeah.
So what's Monday?
Okay.
What's
So can you
Memorial Day?
call up the sign up genius and
Yep.
see? Well, this is probably most more than we knew today.
Elizabeth, you'll remember the weigh stations last year and the problems we had with compostable bags ripping.
Yeah, so I took out a lot of those and
Unloaded
just got
bags
rid
of
of
metal.
them and went
And
had to
while
order
she's
just some
pulling that
thicker
up,
ones.
you know, like this doesn't have to be obviously on Monday, but I'm wondering, is there what does it look like that we have this like information board? I mean, is it a cork board? And we fix things like you're more visually competent than I am. Like what is it that we need to create that's agile and that could hold, for example, the receptacles from food trucks where we said, okay, this is this, this is this, this is this that we talked about. And maybe also something that's more static, that's here's a QR code to sign up to do for waste management. Here's a QR code to sign up for, I don't know, we had a newsletter, but you know, for our website, like what's something that's really more informational that probably can just get like pulled out and put, you know, displayed each time. Is it one of those like A-frame things like I got from Sweco? Maybe. I got
Sure. Budget to go buy something, we're going to need to be scrappy and use a cork board that's lying. I can.
We have a little budget.
We do. There is, I don't think there is an opportunity to get something before.
No. No, not before
Yeah,
Monday,
right.
but maybe in a couple weeks if we
Yeah.
talk about it.
It
Yeah.
be nice. Preview the state interior would be something that you can
Yeah. Or is
grab
there
wires and
An A-frame where it's like an Instagram grid where like you know that you're gonna have one section that's always gonna have a something affixed to it that changes. You know what I mean?
forward all night.
So I will say that we have like an easel. So that is available. Except for if it's windy, I don't know how well that's going to work. I don't think we can weight it down. We
Yeah.
have 11 by 17 signs, and those can be weighted, and you can adjust the heights of those.
I would be happy to make time like early next week to look at that, or I don't know what your schedule is, but I think we should work on that and do, you know, progress over perfection. Just have something maybe for, yeah.
If you can send me pictures of whatever things you have existing already, I could.
The infrastructure or like printables? Oh, I mean, I can show you. Yeah.
We don't have an entrance. Would be one thing that I think could be nice is if we had someone go and do a couple of customer intercepts on Monday. And I'm happy to volunteer for waste management on Monday. Let's do the sign up thing. Ooh, not many slots are filled. In fact, it's only Matthew. I think we should do a customer intercept at the beginning, like before we've done anything. And then again in like October, where hopefully people will say, oh yeah, it's not as excruciating.
Lisa, you mentioned food trucks.
Yeah.
I don't think we looked at that after last year about, can we try to get a food truck in that using compostable?
They're all picked for this year. That wasn't something. We went with a new food truck procurement plan this year, so that is something that can be added going forward. And also, I have mentioned at meetings that in terms of the sustainability of the food trucks and what they are serving, the food serviceware is probably the least of the concerns, and it's you'll get a greater impact by choosing different types of foods, regardless of whether or not the plates and the cutlery that they're using are reusable or compostable.
I think we should know going into an event which ones are not, so we can tell what's going to be waste.
Yeah.
Or
I think that
your point is barbecue versus a salad.
That's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. But yeah,
I don't think we're going to get that unless we walk around to the different ones ahead of time. But I don't know of anything that is compostable off the top of my head. They haven't provided that information.
We want to die on
in waste management. I'm not saying for waste management, but I'm saying that in the planning meetings of food truck procurement, I have made that note.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. I'm saying that.
She's saying it's so much more significant than your veggie burger, that it doesn't matter what it's served to you. It's from point.
Did you speak best based on that?
No. I would have loved to. Absolutely. Would have loved to, and that was not. So we are having a sitting fee this year for the first time where the food trucks have to pay to be here. And because there was concern about whether or not any food truck would actually take them up on that, so there was a desire to not also require compostables. And so turns out lots of food trucks didn't care about that fee and are coming to the events, which is great. And that is now something that we know going forward. Yeah.
Well,
I wish there was a different approach that could happen regarding like food trucks and packaging, or just like, you know, newfangled, for example, they wrap themselves in paper. Like, it's quite lovely. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I wonder if there was a way to just.
I do think that the RFP stated that if they were going to use all compostables, we would waive the sitting fee.
Interesting.
And I haven't heard, I wasn't in charge of the food truck procurement. So I didn't hear if anybody took them up on that.
I think what's hard though is that people throw their compostables in the trash can. So it's going to get landfilled anyway. You know what I mean? It's like, it's tough to ask the businesses to spend the extra money on compostables and then nobody does anything with it.
Except at our events, in which case they don't get landfilled, hopefully.
Right. Hopefully.
Is there any money in this fee that we could use to buy compostables?
I don't think for us for this year, because the fee isn't going to us. It's going to the celebrations and events which is the organization that puts on these events to help offset the cost of the events.
And then the game finds, like, is the goal. The goal is put as little as possible in the trash can.
Pay as you throw.
No, I was just like thinking, like, here's a trash can and it has a big sign. Put as little as possible in this can. Here's a place for this, this, and this. So that nothing ends up in the game.
Yes, unless if what they give you can only go in the trash can. Which I think, yeah. That's why I try to order them from compostable to recycling with the hopes that that's where they start, with the trash at the end.
What? Okay, that is the message.
I like that.
What if, thinking about gamifying it, right? And we want to avoid shaming, gamifying. What if we did something like we give some, like, public, you know, social media award to whichever food truck had the most sustainable packaging at the end of an event?
We can. I don't think that's going to get looked at, though, by the truck. Like, we could tag them. I don't know if that'll make a difference, but we could do it. Like, I don't know. We could do it. I just don't know if the outcome would. I don't think the outcome would have.
I don't know.
We could do it.
We could think about ways to amplify it, right? Maybe maybe like what your ranking is determines like what your like position is on the, you know, on the line, or maybe the mayor said mentions you and you're and is like welcome to the events, but I don't know. Maybe there could be something that
come up with the list and I'll bring it to the meeting.
We could go back to our You were designated a silver medal in the next week committee.
Yes.
Well, not idle.
So we have a thing, but there's like a clause in this RFP that you have to have. I'm serious. You have to have like a quiet generator. And I don't know what the specs are for that, but we also might be running things off the lightning trucks. I think that is the, like, if your generator is not quiet enough, we're going to turn it off and plug you into our truck.
Let's think about something though that we could do that is like, you know, no spend, something fun that we could do throughout the summer. Like, I think we can collect data.
Don't look at me.
No. I'm not suggesting that you do the heavy lifting on this. I think there's something though that's, again, we're talking about like being positive and being, you know, fun. I think awarding, recognizing whichever truck is the, you know, since we've taken that into consideration, could be fun. You're just saying it could never be a meat truck.
Absolutely. It could absolutely not be a meat truck. It should also not be a truck that came in from out of town.
The mayor and the microphone. Don't play it up.
No. If you are ever at these events and you can hear the announcements at the beginning, then your ears must work so well, because all the way back at the back, you get everybody just talks over the announcements.
Okay, let's go back to sign up for a second.
Okay.
So the first event is May 26th. That is a Monday or something.
It is Monday. It is.
Yeah.
It is less than a week from today.
Okay.
So what is that event?
Jazz in the Park and Food Truck Festival at Havenwood.
So fun. Okay.
That's, yeah.
All right.
It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, and then on Friday, there is the main event.
Okay. So I'll sign up. Can you sign me up? While
it I'm would here? Be best for you to do, because then you'll get the email reminder.
Okay.
I will say that part of this RFP process was that the food trucks are required to provide like meal vouchers or some sort of coupon system for volunteers, which we should be able to utilize. So perhaps that is an incentive as well.
For whom?
For those of us who are here working at the waste tent.
Getting free food.
I want to make you think free food is the motivator for
just
spending.
Saying. Okay, if
I'm having you excited.
Okay.
Okay. 11:30 is PM.
Is Mel coming? That's great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. What am I doing?
You're signing up the groceries.
Signing up for them.
Yeah, okay. Sign myself up.
I like those events.
I don't want to go. Anybody who's going to sign up, let's just do it now. So we'll go
to the main street. That's that movie. The movie
thing. Yeah.
It's too late for me. That's the thing. Do you want a sign up Genius account? Do you feel that you could, if I created one for you, would you use it or no? Just be honest.
It's very easy.
Is it? Yeah.
Because we can work on it. Are you going to be there?
Yes.
On that day?
I know.
But I still want to get out.
Okay.
But I might need a chair. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going. No, I can't stand for it. I can't.
Right.
But, so that's right.
He owns AJ's and
also is on Swago. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love that. Yeah. And also James. Yes.
It's going to be a big something, colorful.
Now. Like, I have an impact tracker, my business on my website, but it everything before it goes wherever. Could we do some kind of tracking of how many bags get picked up or something?
Yeah, so long as somebody's in charge of counting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could just become part of the job, right? Mm-hmm. The second shift, the final shift. Okay, so where I'll sign up my husband too, because he doesn't have a say in these things. What's the most needed shift on Monday?
So on Monday, it looks like Mel's coming.
Mel Mejia.
Which is great.
As an apprentice, I wonder if she'll bring her boyfriend. He's super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Can I do 3:30 to 5? What? Can I do 3:30 to 5:30 because I go to sleep really early?
Yeah.
Okay.
How late is this event?
On Sunday, it's over at like 7.
Oh, on Monday. Is this Monday or Sunday?
Sorry, yeah, Monday. Monday, it's over at 7.
What's the later shift? We could stay till 7.
5:30.
Do we have to clean up afterwards? If we're staying till 7.
But what do you mean by clean up? I mean, it's
really just tying off the plastic bag.
That's always true. Cleaning up the end one can be pretty.
It can be hectic.
Sign up. I think you guys should sign up for the early. I think it is earlier.
So 3:30 to 5:30.
Yeah, I can't.
So let's just go. Okay, I think Lisa said she was going to make you a. Is she making? Are you making an account?
Yeah. Can you write down which days you're willing to do as we're going through this, and then.
We'll do the 26th. I'm having hip replacement on June 2nd.
So yes.
Yes.
Hip replacements are what hip from my college, says. Joanne.
Huh?
My dad was an orthopedic surgeon. Hip replacements are how my college got paid for.
Thank you.
So different back then.
Not recovery. You're gonna
Who
are we saying, Julian?
You want me to print off?
All right, let's no,
just let them just read. Just let's do the first couple and then I'll get them signed out.
All right. Got the 26th.
All right, well then I'll do.
Oh, I was just signing up.
Okay, well, should I refresh it?
I will undo my son. I'll do the later one. I'll do 5:30 to 7:30. Okay.
The next one after these two is Flag Day.
And then we've got
Main Event at Capitol on.
I think if I print it, that may be advantageous.
Planters Duos.
Wait, are you all set for Havenworth?
Well, yeah, yes, she should be. We should be set up because the Grossmans are going to do the first shift. My husband and I will do the second shift. We need to bond. So then the 30th, Natalie, can you do anything on the 30th? I cannot do it on 8:30 to 11:30. I go to bed at 9.
It's okay. Able to?
If there's a story.
But I feel like I have something. I'm going to, I don't want to do that. I don't. I'll do June 14th.
What's June 14th?
That's just
Schneider
that's
Park.
Just
No, that's a good point though. I need to probably double check before I sign up for the later ones. Okay, so we have. Do we have people? Let's just get through the first two, and then we can talk about something else. Do we have anybody ready to do the 30th?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a print.
Okay. So we need somebody for the second half of the 30th. Anybody? I cannot do it. I have an event on the 30th. I cannot do it.
Oh, it's one of two.
Okay. Perfect. So, are we covered for the 30th?
That's not loading yet.
Okay. That's all I wanted to cover was just through mail because I know it's fitting close.
So I don't know. I can't tell.
Okay.
But this is not happening at this date, so don't worry about that. And then the next thing would be.
I think we should ask Luke Keelan, by the way, to circulate that 8:30 to 11:31.
Yeah, I noticed there's rain dates built into it.
Yeah. So, great. So, if we're looking at this, we've got the first two events. Then yeah. The next one is actually going to be later in the season.
You mean June 14th?
Yeah, is not happening then.
Got it.
We changed it to move it. I think it's in September now.
Okay, got it.
Then there's a rain date, so I'm not sure about that.
We should sign up.
Then
for
there's
that,
6:22.
Okay.
Jazz in the Park again.
Okay. 6:22. Is a Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
That is Jazz in the Park.
Got it. Okay. I am going to sign up for the first portion of that. Oh, here, let me do submit and say. So now my ones should be showing up there.
I see for the 26th, I see still just see Matthew. And then Natalie, I see you on the 30th.
Can you see me?
No. It's refreshed again. No.
Mm-hmm. Some way.
How about now? Now I'm getting all the Redeemies offers thing.
Oh,
so I must
okay.
Have. Now, do you see me?
Yep.
Okay. 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 So I think we should have a social media sign up for waste management thing with like the, you know, like a story post with a link in it. By the way, I look at you, not like that you have to do them all, but maybe you can remind me that that's what we talked about. That should be easy though. And that's something that we could run a couple of times. So maybe we could create something cute about signing up for waste management. It could be really funny. Like if we had like a really gross picture of like, you know, the full compost thing, you know, something, let's maybe make it silly. And I think the Sign Up Genius link should just be something that recurs in our story post on a regular basis.
I'd like to frame it as a volunteer up. Get involved, meet new people,
yep.
Come help out your community,
yep.
That kind of thing. I think there are people out there that want to be involved and probably just are needing an opportunity and to know how.
And if we are talking about the idea that it's really more of a customer engagement, like, you know, and it's kind of all a back-of-house function, probably our concern about training becomes a little bit different. Because I've been more concerned as far as, like, being responsible for new people being there, how they would interact with people,
mm-hmm.
than, like, you know,
showing. So are you saying that those new folks would be the receiver of goods, and then the people who are quote unquote experts would be the sorters?
I mean, I wasn't saying that. I think they
no,
I think
I don't takes, how
I think they just don't need to interact with attendees. I mean, that becomes less of a focus, right? So
listen, wait, what becomes less of a focus?
If we're having visuals that are, this is how much we did last event, like if we have visuals that sort of speak for themselves about why this is a good idea.
Uh-huh.
And there are going to be people, but fewer people that are there to say, hey, do you have any questions? Here I am, blah,
uh-huh.
blah, blah. The people who are sorting the stuff, it's just not that hard. Like, so I think if you have one person who knows who's in charge, the adult in the room for each shift,
okay.
The other people could all be new every time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, as long as they're sorted, as long as they're not like wasted and they're paying attention and doing what you
right.
ask them to. So I think I love the idea of like volunteer opportunity. You could even have, we could do like a carousel of like reasons, you know, reasons to join. And one of them could be like, I don't know, get messy. One could be meeting people. One, you know, we could, thinking back about like, what's our voice? This could be an opportunity to be a little bit, you know, fun and silly.
And everybody tells me that young people, they get all their information on social media. So it's a way of maybe getting with some younger volunteers. And yet, because this is, I do not think kids know that they can volunteer. I don't think they know.
Let's tell them.
Let's tell them. Yeah, that's our goal. That's our job. And social media is, I guess, that's what I'm joking. They don't favor, they don't. But that's how they get their information.
It also needs to be short.
Right?
The attention span is small. Slim.
Okay. Yeah. It's time for a brief conversation about the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we came.
Okay. Do it.
Would you go ahead, Steve? We think. Well.
Cool, shout out positively. I think it's time for something else. To me, it's clothing.
It's clothing.
Now, what we say and how we do it, you're sitting.
I think it's clothing because people just. I mean, I learned from you how much clothing is in you know, the waste.
So what we say and how we say it, how we
don't know how to do it.
I have no idea.
But we think
just
that,
saying clothing,
what do you think?
Should be
that should be our issue this year.
That's the other major thing.
Well, the other really major thing is actually construction material. Elizabeth, I just sent you
I hope I just sent you the video of the Grossmans, which I'm hoping you can show.
So, so you're, but construction, you mean like when people are building and remodeling and all the waste?
Yeah, and I'm thrilled about the conversation about textile waste. I think this pilot would make it a fun thing to talk about. But it, really, if you think about what's in a landfill, and certainly SWCO board member, correct me if I'm wrong, it's food waste and it's construction waste that are that make up, what, 40% of a landfill volume.
Find out they don't care. I've seen this.
I think construction waste goes to a different land.
It's not this much.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. I see.
Cardboard 10%, 15%.
So you're saying all this construction, all this remodeling that everyone's doing.
That's not to say we couldn't talk about textiles, but if I'm being fair and equitable in my answer to your
right
comment, probably construction waste would be the next thing after.
But how do you do that?
How do you do what?
Deal with construction and promote it.
Well, I guess here's the question.
Do you need clothing you can promote because you can wear crazy outfits?
That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
They take it and they take it somewhere. It's not like the family members take waste from construction property. They take care of the leaves.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's very fair. So yeah, I mean we could certainly, here's the question I have. Last year's 4th of July was really challenging because there was a huge gap. People got left behind. Like, I think that's a bigger issue than what our theme is going to be. How do we address that? It was stressful for people to be in there.
Unless the... So unless you have organized a parade before, you would think it is easier to mitigate gaps than it actually is. And so far, despite everyone's trying in every which way, shape, or form,
yeah,
gaps happen if the people in front of you aren't mindful of the fact of everybody behind them. So if you have people on bicycles or if you have people who can run, even if they're this particular business or group or whatever is taking up space, and if you can run up, then you think you're good. But in doing so, you've left everybody behind.
Right.
So in my opinion, really the only way to keep that from happening is for the group to be on wheels of some sort.
And not picking up litter.
No. So,
should we have a float?
That's doable.
Instead of the way that we've all done with bicycles? Walking bicycles, like just kind of hodgepodge.
Doing what?
Just, you know, being sleep. When you ask the question, I wish I had a better answer.
So you're walking on bicycles?
Wearing your t-shirt.
I've never seen that. How long have you been doing that?
So,
yeah.
I think we can have be on a mover.
Right, and I think that there has to be some sort of, like, you have to like be the brand.
Yeah.
So
how would we get a like a flatbed truck to have a float? Then I think we could think about
to rent. You would have to rent that. Yeah, like but all the cities for it are like already You know what would be really funny? What about one of those, I don't know what they're called, but they're like, I want to say, for lack of a better word, like beer mobiles where everybody pedals. You know? Like, that would be fun and interesting and exciting. Another thing I've thought about is a Coda electric bus.
Can you sit on a bus?
Well, then you like figure out how to.
But
I don't know.
But promoting that.
Something like that.
There's going to be one at Pearl Market this Thursday.
Wait, and here's the thing, that all of the city and the mayor's vehicles are like already accounted for in the planning process of the parade. I know. So
no messages for this.
Well, that's what the Grossmans were saying. Should we have message? Maybe, in my opinion, just being greenbacks and making people think for 1 second about is enough. I don't think anybody's paying a very specific message.
So there have been
whatever they typically think about.
There have been messages in the past. Last year, there were like QR codes and things like that, and with no
I just don't
hits.
Think it's
right.
I'm not sure.
Right.
If you have 10 people, but you have no idea. Green Deck, I don't know what that is. I don't know what this is going to involve, but I think it needs to be a message to the youth. Reading actually at the parade. And what goes to my mind is we talk to Sweco, see how they're able to provide or drive something in the parade, and then we cover it with whatever message that you want.
Have them lend us a vehicle?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's available, what they have that looks like not a track truck, not like a track truck, but one of those trucks that carries one of the bigger, you know, what do you call it that you had in your driveway? Dumpster, something like that.
Roll out.
I think of the truck, you know, the dumpster is on there and on the side. On the side, you drape it with introducing green, actually, you know, our goal, something like that. And then you have people wearing green Bexley with an explanation on the back running around like idiots. Not really food then.
So, I think to
respond to the message thing, maybe it is some declarative banner or something that says like the five things that Green Beckley is. It's, and we keep it kind of simple and broad. So it's recycling, composting, reduce consumption, whatever we agree those things are, but it should only be like five. Yeah. What do you think about that?
What if instead of listing things, it is a broad statement, building a more sustainable community or whatever that is, and then we're not excluding anything or anybody, but also then there could be like a list of a whole bunch of things.
Okay, sure.
I don't know.
I just think people have a limited attention span, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Aggregate's a great word, but I don't know if anybody knows what that is. I think we have to be careful the wording we're using, because you really got 5 seconds as somebody runs across or something there. So, you know, I don't even know what that word is. Go to the next thing.
It only has 42 years to go.
Yeah,
well, by 2050, there'll be 3 million people that go on. So
we need some kind of a, it sounds like we need a billboard. I hear you that we probably shouldn't have a vehicle that's fossil fuel driven and idling, etc.
What if we could get like a horse?
You what?
Like a horse drawn something. I know, like very seriously. Like a horse drawn thing, because, like in all seriousness.
Talk about compost.
No, like
let's get an elephant.
Yes, John.
It's a good one again.
Yeah. Methane for sure.
School board had horse-drawn carriages. I mean, there used to be, there were like horse, there was like a mounted unit at some point. And it was challenging to work with them because they kind of showed up as the parade was starting. And then it was not, so I think there'd be not a lot of thoughtful planning to go into that. But I like the idea of like a low emissions way to send the message because I think that's hysterical. We'd have to like cover whatever, like, right, cover it in something. And I don't know, like, how do you move it? You know?
Like, could it have a banner on it?
These are all questions. Also, then, though, like, you're not necessarily, so you, the people on this, theoretically, I guess, are facing inwards.
Yeah.
So there would have to be like a concerted effort to look out.
Yeah.
Although on the back of the Reem Bexley shirts, it says there is a website on the back of the shirts. So that's.
Yeah, but it's pretty fierce. Like,
I mean, it would have to be covered. So there's that as well. This could be a composting bucket, you know, like this, that could be.
Reem Bexley.
Right. Right. Reese, I feel like Reese is thinking creative here. He's into it. It captures the attention. Right.
Yeah.
It would be.
We can afford it.
As you hear, you're talking about it for
so, the thing is that right now it's 7:24 and it is May right now.
Yeah,
I feel like in order to make progress on this in a timely manner, there's going to need to have to be some sort of working group. Is my two cents.
Okay. I don't think there's
going to be fear I think you should call them, Adley, and see what you can figure it out. Because I think that would get attention.
Okay.
I mean, we...
I think people would
notice. Especially now there's a month and a half. Mm-hmm. So to fabricate
have time to
things. Yeah. And there is a lot that Reem Bexley offers in terms of this committee and its functions and the city and its programs that we should find some way to capture as much as possible.
So worst case scenario, we need to find some large surface and we have it, you know, our message and just work and carry it like mm-hmm. this, right? And mm-hmm. That would be the worst case scenario. We figure out how to carry some large banner or sign, right? By the way, it could be something that's used year after year, right? So we might think about making an actual, maybe we think about ordering a banner, like a graduation banner with our message. That would be fairly affordable. You know what I mean? Like the...
There's also like you could get a. I mean, I think there's also an opportunity to show what you can do with reuse and get have fun with some paints and a sheet that could also be reused. We all can discuss amongst ourselves, but
paints and sheet,
paints and a sheet.
All right, I would like to be on the working group for the 4th of July.
Okay.
Natalie, would you like to be on it? Randy? I just want to be really clear about one thing. When I think about a working group, I'm talking about like, we're going to have lunch someplace and just like talk about it. Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So I'm saying that like, I think that there should be some sort of plan going into the next 4 weeks. Yeah.
Week or two, we need to
right.
start figuring
right.
out. Right. Okay. Fine. Can we show the video now?
Yeah.
Can we end the meeting? Meeting's over.
This video is not part of the meeting?
Well, I mean, it's adorable. Okay, here we go.
The audience.
That was one of my daughter's bat mitzvah dresses.
Yes. Okay, how cute are you, Randy?
So there's another one. So these two graduating seniors from OSU, two marketing students, did these three really different campaigns, and it'll come along with some detail about what we actually want people to do. But I thought that one came out really cute. They're so fun. They're just
They
like
are.
laughing when doing it.
I am. I'll tell you what I am. I think Ohio State's getting better and better students.
Weren't those curious?
Yes, and I've met others. Yes,
Seems
yes,
great.
yes.
Thank you for participating
And
too.
that was fun.
So how's this going to be used?
Sweco's doing a press release in the next couple of weeks. I did my LinkedIn post that went live, that went at 5 today. We're already active. Worthington had like 21 bags of stuff at their Green on the Green on May 10th. And so Sweco is like putting in all of the different recurring collection points. This and then two other video types of content that the students are finishing up will be released by any participating party. Like probably Arlington will release this, Sweco will release this. It'll be available to all the people who are part of the pilot. And it'll go through probably, I don't know if this is if this is a TikTok or a YouTube link. That's I'm not I don't know that I know there's an answer. I don't know that answer. But yeah, so
I do have just two quick things. So I don't know if y'all know Lori Reitman, but she lives here. I think that she works at a Havas Shalom, I think,
yeah.
and is a member of Torah and Met. But she is bringing in Rabbi Yonatan Nerl for a scholar in residence weekend, July 4th through 6th. He's the founder of Jewish Eco Seminars and the Interfaith Center for Sustainability. She's working on that. So she is working on different Jewish and interfaith places that he can speak at that weekend. And I think she does want to be part of this group, but was not able to make this evening. So that's something to be aware of. And if I have additional information, I will get that to you. And also, given that it is summer, perhaps it would be advantageous to reach out to Maya and Ella to thank them for their time. Well, is Maya graduating? Maybe not. I'm not sure. Sorry, Mel. Mel and Ella. So to thank them for their time, unless if Mel will be back for another year, I'm not sure. And
But definitely Ella is
if
graduating.
Luke is planning to be here consistently going forward, and if he is the chosen one, or if there are other people joining, and if there's anybody else from Capital, so as to make this a smooth transition.
Great call. Yeah.
Super.
Logsdon might be actually a funnel for the service hours, because that those students need service hours. A lot of them, I think, are global scholars, and they're probably already. I wonder also if they should do that some. Yeah, that's a really good point. So, what should we do for those students?
I don't know yet. I'm not, I think to thank them,
Did you really?
but I'm not sure what else to do. What else to do?
Okay.
And also, perhaps maybe now's a good time to reach out to those folks who we haven't seen in a while to make sure they're still wanting to engage and be on board.
Okay.
And see if maybe reach out again to get their attention.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we'd love to have you. And if not, do you still want to be on the signal list?
Okay. So I should do that.
Yeah.
Okay. She said Brightman.
Yes.
What is she doing?
Hold on, let me stop. Are we done, Lisa? Shall I stop the recording? Oh yeah. Yeah.